Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so throughout this whole COVID pandemic, we have been questioning where SARS came from. And, you know, it was either bats or bat soup or a lab. And I had told you guys early on that we have to assume that experiments are being done in multiple labs. And we have to entertain the theory that there were tests being done on a SARS virus, and there was some sort of a leak, or maybe there was something malicious that happened. That theory had to be entertained. And early on in the pandemic, because President Trump had brought it up, people were like, oh, conspiracy theories, misinformation. And honestly, I think all theories need to be looked at. I mean, when you're a detective, you know, in the police force, you can't ignore all clues. You have to take all clues, and you have to have working hypotheses, and then whatever the evidence alludes to, you can then focus in on that and, you know, zero in on that, and then hopefully you end up finding your suspect or finding the motive or whatever the hell, you know, caused that whole event to happen. Well, same thing with, you know, the COVID pandemic. It really frustrates me that here we are, 3 years since I believe it leaked or came out of the lab, whether it was an accident or not, and we still are like, I don't know. And there's been allegations that researchers at the Wuhan lab got rid of some of the data and the evidence, and, you know, come on. Well, news has broken that Boston researchers, which, again, is no surprise to me, Boston researchers have been studying the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They made a recombinant form using the wild type and Omicron, and they were able to make a strain that when they tested it on mice, killed 80% of them. So they were able to make a more lethal form of COVID when they combined strains. And this is, it's a preprint, so it hasn't been peer-reviewed, their research, but this came from Boston University School of Medicine, and they basically said, we generated chimeric recombinant SARS-CoV-2 encoding the S gene of Omicron in the backbone of the ancestral SARS-CoV-2 isolate, meaning they took the S gene from Omicron, put it in the wild type, and then they compared this virus with the naturally circulating Omicron variant. The Omicron was mild, but the Omicron S-carrying virus inflicted severe disease with a mortality rate of 80%. They also found that it was more highly infectious in humans. I think they even tested it in humans. I haven't gone through the whole research yet. I'm looking at, it's a pretty long paper, but they are no doubt trying to identify what could be the next step, what could be the next recombination, or what could be the next mutation of the virus, and how to protect against it. Now, I know a lot of people have their panties all up in a bunch that Boston researchers were doing this, but in a way, if we know that other countries have a bioweapon, we have to study it too. We have to. We can't go, no, you know, we don't want to, you know, look like we're, you know, making something that could be bad and lethal. We need to, you need to prepare. The only thing is research like this could be copied. It could be, you know, picked up by other countries who go, oh, okay, well, you know, I see the research. It's all published here. That's what they did. They recombined the two. So if I want to make a deadly virus, I could do it this way. Science is replicable. It's transparent in the most cases. So our enemies could obviously learn how to do the same. So what's the answer? Do you study it so you could protect and make a vaccine to protect your residents and citizens, or do you not study it so nobody else gets the knowledge and then doesn't make the bioweapon? This is something that's going to plague science and going to continue to plague science as we keep having ethical concerns of what we need to do in terms of allowing science to progress but not making something that could mass kill millions of people across the globe. Well, I am of the thinking that there are bad people already making these. I am of the idea that even if they aren't purposely making bad strains, if I wanted to give the Wuhan virus, Institute of Virology, the benefit of the doubt, they had the virus from the original SARS outbreak in 2002, 2003, and they were studying it. And when you keep something in a lab and not in its natural habitat, it changes anyway. And those changes might have been for the worse. Add that on top of some slipshod, poorly run protocols, and a leak happened, as the first SARS was, according to the Singapore Health Ministry, thought that the first SARS outbreak in 2002 was a leak. Then a couple people died in 2004, again attributed to a leak. So I'm not surprised that there's another leak. But I'm of the thinking that these labs that are watching these viruses and working with things that could be bioweapons, either that they create or an enemy creates, are not being, there's no oversight in terms of who's watching it, where, you know, who's leaking it, what are the protocols. There's no, I don't know who is the overseeing agency to make sure that these labs don't screw up. And you don't have some doofus that comes in there and goes, you know, I'm going to show my, I don't know, my girlfriend or whatever, what I'm doing. You know, I told you guys, when I was at UNLV, I had to put something in a freezer. And the door was open, and I was putting things in the freezer, and I tripped and I fell. And I fell on the samples. And the samples flew all over the place. Now, they stay closed. But I can tell you, lab accidents happen. Okay, people are human. I tripped, and I tripped in front of the researcher, and the researcher was really mad. He's like, oh, God, you know, what did you do? And I go, I fell, and then all the samples were now mixed up because they were in these little square aliquot little bin thingies. So anyway, I'm not surprised that Boston researchers are studying the virus, but it shows that other countries can very easily make very deadly strains. And the next bioweapon could already be here. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have had some patients this weekend whose fever with COVID spiked up to 102.5. So remember I told you guys that usually with COVID we see a milder fever. Fever rarely gets into the 102s, but it can. Highest I've seen with COVID was 102.5. Well, now that I've had a few patients where they have hit the 102.5, I'm expecting some fevers to rise a little higher. Now, could they be co-infected with flu? Could this be a new strain? I don't think we have the details yet. But I want to give you guys the latest and the greatest, and I always want to correct myself if for some reason I said something that could be misleading. But when we talked about how to tell the difference between flu and COVID, flu, usually the symptoms hit you all at once. You could tell me the time of day you got sick. Fever is much higher, over 102.5, 103, 104, and it hits you like a ton of bricks. COVID, a lot of times is milder or slower onset, where you start with a sore throat, maybe you got a runny nose, Then you get nasal congestion, then you get the fever, then you get the body aches, you get the chills, the fever might be 99, might be 100, might go up to 101, rarely goes up to 102.5, but that was the highest I would see. Now that we had a few patients saying, look, my fever went up to 102.5, all right, you know, so we could be looking at a newer strain. We could be looking at something that's adding, being a little bit more vicious. Some of you might be like, oh, God, I'm sick of COVID. Who cares? You know, it's mild anyway. I'm a little, the fever thing makes me a little nervous. Fever is a sign of your body trying to get all hands on deck to fight an infectious process or a pathogen. And so if COVID is now causing higher fevers, the last time we saw higher fevers with COVID was in the severe cases, like with the earlier wild type. So higher fevers coming with COVID could be a little concerning. So I want to just, you know, be on the lookout of that. It to me, means you might have a higher viral load, or it might just be more severe. And, you know, because when a mild fever, you know, we might get that with kind of a cold or something where it's like, all right, well, not, you know, I just kind of, you know, the immune system's up, so things are a little bit more warm. But this means your body was taken by surprise, and your body's like, we got to fight this sucker and fast. So it ramps up the heat to try to use the heat to denature or minimize the virus's spread or the virus's work. Same thing with bacterial infections. It could also be a sign that you might be developing pneumonia. So any sort of higher fever, you know, like in the 102.5s, things like that, make sure you get yourself checked out. You might need to, again, be put on an FDA-approved medication like Paxlovid or Molnupiravir. But it's an interesting newer development I'm just noticing. And again, my knowledge, what I teach you guys comes from, one, if there's a study, and just like I taught you about that study, and I'd tell you if it's peer reviewed yet or not, but also from personal experience with patients. And since I'm licensed to 12 states, when I start to see trends, I can tell you that, look, I'm seeing this, you know, back east, I'm seeing this in the south, I'm seeing this in the west, I'm seeing this in the Gulf Coast. So we are seeing some higher fevers. Just wanted to kind of put that out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Uganda authorities are now starting to use COVID-style restrictions to help control its Ebola outbreak. President Yoweri Museveni announced that he would bring in the tough rules for two districts worst affected by Ebola. Dozens have now been infected and 20 patients have died. So Ebola will, you know, smolder and come back every couple years. But in this particular outbreak, they're a little nervous about it because this kind of came on and it's spreading before. Usually they could kind of, you know, control it pretty quickly. So for them to start making these rules, that means they think that this might be farther along than expected. So there is an overnight curfew. Bars, restaurants, entertainment venues, places of worship have now been closed in Mbunde and Kasanda. So residents cannot leave either district. Movement in and out of the areas has been restricted. Cargo vehicles and others transiting from Kampala, which is Uganda's capital, through Ebola-hit parts of Uganda can still operate, but the measures are going to last for 21 days with the goal of thwarting the spread of Ebola. Now, Ebola, at one point, had an 80% lethality. They've gotten it down to 50% lethality, but still, it's pretty lethal. So the lockdowns were announced. There's been 19 deaths and 58 infections thus far, and it's the country's first Ebola outbreak since 2019. So Uganda authorities, they reportedly were slow in detecting the outbreak, and there was a quote-unquote strange illness in August that started infecting farmers. And maybe it's because everybody was distracted with COVID, maybe it's because, you know, who knows. But as this is happening, I think America is already, you know, starting to screen people who are coming from Uganda. They might start to implement quarantines again for those coming from Uganda. So we'll keep you keep you posted. They do have now Ebola vaccines that Oxford University's Jenner Institute has, the Ebola vaccine. It has been shown to induce an immune response to both the Sudan and the Zaire strains. So they say they're going to rapidly scale up the manufacturing of this vaccine. And I told you guys, my concern with Ebola is that, you know, we with COVID are so sick of the lockdowns, so sick of masks, so sick of rules, that I feared that if there was a virus such as an Ebola level that came here, you would have a lot of individuals that would you know, blow off the CDC recommendations. I'm telling you right now, COVID doesn't scare me as much as Ebola does. Ebola does. And so with that, I have no problem locking down. Now, do we want our government to take advantage? Do we want, I don't want to come in here, because one, I don't want people hurt, but I don't want our government taking advantage. So at least, though, if there's any positive to what happened with COVID, and I got to tell you, man, I disagree with a lot of what was done. But if there's any silver lining, if we could try to find the good, we do have some sense of system if we do have to lock down. We do have a way to go hybrid. We do have a way to teach our students hybrid. It's not ideal. But if we do ever have an Ebola outbreak, which, you know, back in 2016 killed 11,000 people, or 2014 to 2016, we can, if something like that does end up coming our way, you know, we do have a plan. I just hope it doesn't. I'm not anticipating it to, but yeah. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on that. Monkeypox. All right. So monkeypox has been slowing down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not going away completely, but it is slowing down. So there's 27,317 confirmed cases globally. That's in the U.S. Globally, I think we're at about 73. I need to double check. It hasn't been updated since last week. Yeah, we're at 73,288. Those are the numbers from Friday. So it hasn't been updated. But monkeypox is interesting because originally we thought that some people were not going to get diagnosed. They didn't want the stigma. They didn't want anybody to know, think that they were cheating on them. But with monkeypox, severe cases, you can't hide it. And you are miserable and it hurts. So something like that really brings you in to the medical provider. Mild COVID, people hide all the time. They say they have allergies. They say they have a cold. They say, oh, I tested and I'm negative. But monkeypox is a little harder to hide. Unless you only have lesions near the genitals, which you could cover up with clothing, and you don't have severe symptoms. I'm telling you right now, from my patient standpoint, and I've seen a couple hundred patients since the month began, so it's a lot, but not a lot. I'm averaging maybe about 15, 20 patients a day. Since the start of the month, I haven't had any rashes that look like monkeypox of patients calling in. So it's not a true testament to what's going on in the U.S., but it is a sign that maybe it is going down. Still, though, be aware that, you know, monkeypox is out there. We still have new cases being reported. The World Health Organization, as well as other public officials, do believe that monkeypox will be here for a while. But I think our robust vaccination process, education, and, you know, reminding people that close contact with multiple sex partners could put you at risk, I think hopefully things are going to slow down with it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Stockton serial killer may have been captured. Police in Stockton, California are reporting that a suspect has been arrested in relation to six murders and one shooting since April of 2021. Police Chief Stanley McFadden announced that 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee was arrested while he was armed and on a mission to kill another victim. McFadden said that the police followed Brownlee while he was driving early Saturday morning and determined he was out hunting when he was arrested. A gun has been taken from the suspect. Authorities in Southwest Washington ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wind-driven wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. Russia has hit Ukrainian's capital Kyiv with a wave of Iranian-made kamikaze drones. A Ukrainian Air Force official said all the drones had flown into the country from the south. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I just need to talk about this for a couple seconds here. And it was very, very fascinating to me. So my father-in-law had a milestone birthday. And we went to visit him in his adult community living area, and in Arizona they have many of them through Sun City, and they're beautiful. Homes are all one story, very easy grading on the sidewalk, and not a lot of hills and all that. There's golf courses, and it's a really, really nice retirement community. So we go into the party, and I came a little bit late with my son, with one of my sons. And I walk in there, and the house is completely packed full of people partying it up. I mean, the laughing and the butt, okay, right? And all of them are in their 80s, 70s to 90s, right? And I go in there, and I mean, they're parted up, and there's, you know, some alcohol, and there's food, and there's in, and my father-in-law's wife, Rita, did an amazing job. She is a fantastic party planner. And so it is a rager. And by the way, this wasn't like a Saturday night. It was on a Saturday, but this party started, right, like at 11 a.m. And it was still going on into the night. And I'm looking around. Now, mind you, you know, I had a milestone birthday recently, and I had a great party, but it had maybe a third the amount of people there. Now, maybe it's because also I didn't invite that many people because it was expensive and, you know, it was charged per person. So I might have limited that because they really charged a lot per person for this party. But I'm looking around, and I'm like, I got to be honest with myself. I don't have this many friends. My father-in-law has, I mean, wall-to-wall people. Couples, everybody's laughing. I don't have that many friends. I don't think I had this many friends. I have great friends. My friends are awesome, and I love them. But I don't think I could fill a room. I really don't. Not with people who would be enjoying themselves. And, you know, I look at this, and so I ask, I go, first of all, you know, I get, you know, your personality is better than mine. You're less annoying than I am. You're probably cooler. I'm dorkier. You're smarter. But, man, you have a lot more friends than I do. And, you know, their answer to that was, but, you know, we live in a community where, you know, we have all these great people. Now, I love my neighborhood. My neighborhood is fantastic. But we don't necessarily do the block parties, and we got really, really great people. You know, we live near some of the Vegas Golden Knight players, but they're sometimes traded, or they're in and out, or dealing with games. I think Marshawn Lynch might live near me, or he might have, I don't know if he rented a place, but everybody keeps saying he lives right near me, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I want to see Marshawn Lynch. Yeah, I want to go play like Marshawn. Okay, Marshawn. So I definitely want to be in beast mode and hang out with him one day. But for the most part, my neighbors, they're really, really cool, but we just don't have the activity planning. One of my friends, I have some really, really good friends, and they moved to a 55 and older community. And they have activities all the time. They have, like, I guess, bourbon tastings, and certain, you know, exercise things and classes, and they're fun. Now, you see, me having been younger, I used to be young. And when I was younger, I'm like, well, I'm never going to move there because that means I'm old. And now that I'm getting older, I'm thinking to myself, you know, one thing I'm really, really worried about is if, you know, God forbid I outlive my husband. I don't want to. I want my husband to outlive me. But God forbid I outlive my husband. And my kids are moved off, I feel like I'm going to be alone. And, I mean, my neighbors are cool, but, you know, they've seen me in my underwear, they've seen me without makeup. You know, I sincerely doubt any of them are going to come over and help me out, you know, with something if, you know, I can't get off the toilet seat. Remember, I couldn't get off the toilet seat. I went to a restaurant, and my SI joint went out, and I couldn't get off the toilet seat. And it was one of those bathrooms where there was no door, so you could call out to one of the servers there, and I was really thinking about having a server come in to help me because I couldn't get off the toilet. You know, these are the things I kind of worry about. And when you look at these communities that have, you know, all these activities, and there's all these individuals, and everybody's kind of in the same boat. They're older. They have, you know, they're in retirement, so they have fixed income. And I really think it gives you a sense of community, and you have a lot more in common, and it just helps you, you know, live a little easier. So, like, when I try to tell my friends, nah, I don't think I'm going to go there for dinner. They're like, what, you don't like the steakhouse? You don't like it? And I want to tell them, I want to save money. I don't want to spend $400 on dinner. That place is overpriced. Some of my friends I could say that to, but others, I'm like, nah, I have a little bit of tummy issues. You know, when you're in a senior living community, you can be pretty open about, I'm not going to spend that kind of money to get, let's do potluck. So I think that's, you know, I am starting to rethink about, you know, maybe that might be something I want to do. The other thing that's interesting is the children around, okay? One reason why I didn't want to ever consider moving into a community like that, and I'm still too young for the communities, but I'm getting close, is I want to be around kids. I love seeing kids. I love seeing the puppies. I love seeing the babies in the strollers. I love seeing kids. But the one thing I'm noticing now that I'm getting older is I can't turn my neck as well as I want to, and I really fear I'm going to be pulling out of my driveway and hitting the kid. Now, my kids tell me to use the camera. Apparently, these cars now have cameras where you could see the back, and that's nice, but I'm still old school. I like to look, you know, and I feel like I can't trust the camera. What if somebody hacks the camera? Then I'm looking at a fake picture. I want to look myself and make sure there's no kids. And I wonder if these retirement communities allow that, where there's a friend's, so my friends, another very close friends of ours, their mom, I take to bingo with my mom. And that community, you don't have a bunch of trees and you don't have a bunch of stuff obscuring your view. You can actually see the street. So if I back out, you can't see a child for miles. So you know you're not going to hit a kid. So I don't know. I mean, I think these retirement communities, whoever's been planning it, and Del Webb and those who made Sun City, if you've ever been to Las Vegas or Arizona, and I'm sure there's communities also in California, they really know how to make these communities where they really think it through in terms of making it very senior friendly. But, you know, if I don't, you know, have enough friends to fill a house with a party, you know, when I turn 80, I might have to rethink where I move because I'm going to want more friends. I got some great friends, you know, but I want to have a room full of people. I want people to think what I say is funny. I want people to like me. So it's interesting. But, you know, for those of you that do live in a community, you know, do you love it? Do you not love it? What are the pros and cons? We definitely want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We'll see. You know, I think, you know, as we age, people always fear aging. And they fear, oh, I'm going to get old, I'm going to get old. Old is subjective. I mean, I saw people running around their 80s and 90s that were more active than some of my 50-year-old friends, you know, who are dealing with arthritis. And you know, I don't think we're going to age badly. As long as we love life, we love others, we know how to have fun, and we live smartly. You know, we're going to be talking about a little bit later, you know, what to do with our money now that most of our retirement accounts have been destroyed, you know, with the stock market. You know, what are some things to do where we can be smarter with our money, but we could actually have that longevity? Because I got to tell you, man, if I get grandchildren, I am going to want to spoil the hell out of them. But the problem is these kids, they don't want Play-Doh and a big wheel. They want Apple products. So we're going to have money for them. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the reasons why I don't have hearing aids is the expense. They're expensive. I know I need them, but I can do fine without them. I'm in a studio, and I have no hearing problem when I'm in a studio. I have no hearing problem when I'm doing telemedicine. I have a hearing problem. It's called the cocktail party effect or speech discrimination, where a bunch of people are talking to me at the same time. I don't do well. Or if I'm trying to hear the numbers for bingo and my mom is trying to talk to me in my ear and I'm like, I can't listen to two people at the same time. I just can't. Now, most people struggle with that, but sometimes I just see your mouth moving and I don't hear the words come out if there's other people talking to me. And so there are hearing aids to help with that, but I'm like, you know what? I'll just tell people one at a time, and I'll save the money. But eventually, I am going to have to get hearing aids, and I am going to have to get something thoroughly done to check my hearing. Well, we do have some good news. Hearing aids are going to be able to be sold over the counter as of today. Now, they're still expensive, but not as expensive. There's a new rule that has now allowed us to get hearing aids without a prescription or going to the doctor. We could just go to the store and get our hearing aids. I'm mixed on that, because if you do have a hearing disorder, would like to know why. Is it conductive? Is it you have wax? Is there an issue with your bones? Is it a sensorineural hearing loss where it's an issue with how you're transmitting the sounds? Are you getting early dementia? So I would like to, as a physician, know what your cause is so that I can, you know, help find other, is it a medication you're taking that's ototoxic? Are you on your road to getting dementia? And do we need to do interventions there? So personally, even if you get a hearing aid over the counter, I still want you to see a medical provider. But you technically don't have to. So nearly 38 million Americans who live with hearing loss are now going to be able to save thousands of dollars. Most hearing aids used to cost $2,500, $3,000. Now they're going to be anywhere from $199 to $799 per pair. Inventory will be available in stores by the end of the month. Walgreens is selling hearing aids at stores nationwide. Best Buy is offering nearly 20 different hearing devices online. We'll have them in stores. Walmart, Sam's Club, over 1,400 stores. People are going to be able to buy a hearing aid. So this is huge. This was initiated by the FDA. Javier Becerra, Secretary of the Health and Human Services Agency, said reducing healthcare costs in America has been a priority of his since day one. The rule is expected to help us achieve quality, affordable healthcare access for millions of Americans in need. So this is supposed to help those with mild to moderate hearing loss, those who have trouble hearing in groups or on the telephone, who need to turn up the TV volume louder than others. And so this is something that's also going to allow more competition. I think there's only 5 major companies that dominate the market. Now more manufacturers are able to make these. Walmart says they're going to sell them anywhere from $200 to $999 a pair, which is a hell of a lot cheaper than what they were. So this is going to be, though, a little tricky. And the reason why I'm a little concerned is I love, on one end, us being able to save money and be able to do things on our own. I get that your medical provider is not available. I get that there's not a lot of providers. So when you're told that you have to see a provider to get a prescription for something, you're like, but I can't see him and I can't wait. That's why people run down to Mexico and buy medications. That's why people are using telemedicine in droves. Because they're like, look, I want to see a provider today. I don't want to wait 3 weeks or 3 months, and I want help now. And we have started to change from you need a medical professional to evaluate you and figure out what's going on to you just call and ask what you need, and the doctor just hands you the prescription. Now, telemedicine doctors do try to perform an exam, and they do try to do their best over the phone. But for the most part, patients are calling in saying, look, I tested positive for COVID. This is what I have. I need time off, and I need medication. Well, most telemedicine platforms won't give COVID FDA-approved medication. You have to be seen in person for that. But they will give cough medicine, things like that. We take your word for it. So then what's the difference between somebody saying, I got hearing loss, I need hearing aids? Well, there is an art to it. There is. There is an art. And a lot of hearing loss can be a sign of something more serious. The other thing, too, is a lot of people have hearing loss because they're stocked full of wax. So what's going to happen? You're going to be just pushing the wax in deeper with the hearing aid? You know, you should get your ears checked. They say nearly 25% of adults 65 to 74 and 50% of those over 75 have disabling hearing loss. 29 million U.S. adults could benefit from hearing aids. among adults 70 and older who could benefit from hearing aids, fewer than 1 in 3 have ever used them. Fewer younger adults aged 20 to 69 could benefit. Well, I remember I was a child of the 80s. So, man, I had my boombox. It was on my shoulder. I blasted Def Leppard into my ears. That was not good. So, this is tech giants like Jabra, Sony, Apple. They're going to start adapting their audio technology for hearing aids. This is going to be huge. It is a game changer, and I love the fact that those of you guys who are struggling are able to now get something. Because honestly, poor hearing can accelerate dementia. Poor hearing could cause car accidents. Poor hearing can cause a lot of maladies. So I think it's fantastic that, and I said, this is a good move. This is good news. It is good news that you will be able to get these devices. The problem I have is I think people are thinking then they could completely bypass the doctor. And I know people are thinking, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just worried about your own career. You're worried that you and other doctors, nobody's going to want you, then you're not going to make the big bucks. No, not entirely, okay? I mean, I don't, you know, make the big bucks anymore. Obamacare fixed that. This isn't about the big bucks. This is about people calling in, saying they have one diagnosis, treating their own diagnoses, and then all of a sudden, we find out they have something serious. You know? I found out another colleague of mine has esophageal cancer. Now, when patients would be diagnosed with esophageal cancer, one of the things they would say is, well, I had heartburn, and I would use over-the-counter heartburn medications. Well, you used to need to get these heartburn medications by a prescription, and the reason why is because the medical provider could examine you. Could try to figure out, is it really heartburn or is it heart attack? Is it an ulcer? Is it cancer? And so when somebody has esophageal cancer or gastric cancer or pancreatic cancer, 9 times out of 10 they go, oh, yeah, I thought I had stomach upset or heartburn or GERD. And they treated themselves with over-the-counter medication. Just because something is over-the-counter doesn't mean you don't need an evaluation. Doesn't mean you don't need an exam. That's what we doctors are there for. We doctors aren't here just to make money. We aren't here to hold medication hostage. But birth control, for example, birth control over the counter. The reason why I'm not as excited about birth control over the counter is because there was a young lady whose gynecologist put her on a normal dose birth control, nothing high dose. She ended up having multiple pulmonary embolisms and died. And she was one of my patients who the gynecologist was handling her birth control, and I was handling, I don't know, whatever else she would come in, rash, whatever, and I find out she died because she, apparently the birth control caused clots. So the reason why you have a medical provider involved, is to kind of keep an eye on things. So, although in her particular case, obviously something went wrong. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.